Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Roya Hakakian. The author, Roya Hakakian, her new book, A Beginner's Guide to America for the Immigrant and the Curious. Roya has arrived in America 30 years hence, and she is in an English second language class. There are many of them. It's part of her introduction to America, the groups that are helping her, because there are many NGOs who facilitate this transformation. And yet she realizes in the class are all these other people from all over the world. Roya, I got the sense that you all of a sudden woke up to the fact that your experiences were not unique, that everybody was having the same experience, but you were in a world, it was more populated than the United Nations General Assembly, is the sense I got.
Exactly. I mean, years later, I got on a boat at Disneyland and went into Small World. And I thought, I've been here before. It was the ESL class that I attended when I first came. You know, it was truly the most multi-ethnic experience, multi-racial place that I had ever been to. And it was staggering. And it was America. Because nowhere else in the world such a thing could have happened, where I would be seated next to people from Venezuela, people from Gambia, people from, you know, you name it. And, you know, we were 20 people, each one of us had come from a different country. And it was a reassuring experience because we were all out of it. We were all without English. We were all lost in America. So that was reassuring. But it was also frustrating, too, because, you know, we could look at each other and realize how much help we needed and how, in fact, lost we were.
I accuse you of being literary because you're now about to take us to an internal dialogue that happens in this class and afterwards. And yes. you call it in one word, self-esteem. What are you learning, Roya, in self-esteem? What are all those people in those English second language classes learning about America?
Well, we are learning that unlike the places where most of us came from, where, you know, the value within the society was placed upon families and communities, that America, on the other hand, placed the greatest value and considered the individual as the main unit of the society. That is one of the most staggering experiences for any immigrant arriving in America, I believe, because, you know, we come from communal countries, most of us, I should say, and then to come to America to realize that so much in this country revolves around the self is a completely, not simply new, but an evolutionary experience that we all have to catch up with and comprehend.
Right. You take a phrase that was routine. It's almost the banter of America when people depart from each other or they're going around not going to see each other for a few days, not just going to the store, but not for a few days. The phrase is "take care of yourself." How do new immigrants hear that?
Well, the first time the father of a friend of mine heard this, and he was from Iran, turned around and said, "Why? Why are they telling me to take care of myself? Is something bad going to happen?" Well, that's because in most other countries, when you part from people, you say, you know, may God be with you or may God protect you. It's not, you're left to the hands of some greater divine power. But in America, you are told that you're supposed to tend to yourself. You're supposed to, you know, make sure that things go well for you. And that's a vastly different way of not just being, but also expecting you to be in a society. It's telling you, reminding you that your first and foremost job is to tend to yourself, which is not, you know, the culture in where I came from or where most immigrants come from. We're supposed to tend to families. We're supposed to be selfless. We're supposed to put others above ourselves. We're supposed to care about the leader more than ourselves, the religion, you know, our religious leaders, our communal leaders, our tribal leaders more than ourselves. And to think that now we've come to a country where the self is supposed to be placed above all else requires a different brain, a different way of seeing life and seeing ourselves too.
You find it in education everywhere routinely because our education system is not based on what you evidence was the education system in Iran memorizing. Our education system is based upon responding in a fashion that is consistent with your experience, not what the book says, but your experience. And that surprises you. I believe there's a day when a physician turns to you and asks you for your opinion in medical training, and you're shocked by it. You're almost speechless because it's your opinion he wants to hear.
Yes, that's actually a friend of mine who was a woman who had been in medical school in Iran, and she was a star student. And yet she had, until that day, never been in a ground rounds with other doctors where she had been asked what her opinion was. And it was a rude awakening for her, because she came to me afterwards and said, I've been in America doing this, you know, 3-month exchange student training at their hospitals. It isn't that I have learned something scientific that I didn't know about medicine or the practice of medicine in the past, but there is something I have experienced here that I never knew before. And that is the fact that other people cared to know what I thought. People older than me, people who were men, people who had more experience practicing medicine, wanted to know what I thought. And she had clearly been changed as a result of that simple question, what do you think? And it was the moment that it was that question that made her decide to stay in America, because she thought she could never go back to a place where people expected her to keep silent anymore. She wanted to be in a place where her opinion was solicited.
The book is A Beginner's Guide to America for the Immigrant and the Curious. Roya Hakakian is the author. When we come back, 9/11. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.